this segment, we start off with Matt wants to talk air conditioning. Welcome to the Rosie on the House weekly radio broadcast. You can be a part of it, too.
Hey, yeah. I got to interrupt you because Matt was not able to hang on through the break. So I just was sending you a message to update you. But we do have someone else on the line and wants to know, has a question on softening water and being able to test it. Should we bring her up?
Let's do it. That's the voice of Mike Reich, broadcast control engineer, back at Rosie on the House Broadcast Global Central Command Headquarters. How about that for a title? And it was Ann on water softening, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ann, welcome.
Thank you.
Don't tell me that you had a question after listening to last Saturday's topic on water treatment.
Well, I don't know if I remember that, but I do know that my water is not soft. I do have a water softener, have had it for years, and have had a repairman out several times, the maintenance man, to test it, saying my water is not soft. But according to them, you know, when they put a few drops into the water and it turns purple, my water is soft. But I know when my water is soft. I can feel the silkiness, the sudsiness, everything, and there is none. And I'm just wondering if there's someone I can take my water to have it tested myself.
You know, most of them do come out and test on site. Taking it somewhere, I don't see why Water Treatment Technologies wouldn't do that. I understand you're in the Phoenix area. You can get a hold of Robin. And I joked about last Saturday. I had, let me look at the back of my notes here. I wrote down the names of everyone I talked to and what we talked about as they came by the booth. One, two, three, four, five people ask about water treatment and all the information that they heard from last Saturday when Robin was in with us. It was a great show, and even we're right next to Aaron Design, one of our local remodeling contractors in the Rosie on the House referral network, and she was saying just how interesting that she must have brought up six or seven times and the information about the laundry detergent and the cleaner. So if you've got the ability to listen to radio archives or podcasts or want an education on water treatment, it was that. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com, select last Saturday, the 21st, and just click play. It is in the fourth hour. You can listen to it in individual segments, one segment at a time, or you can click the podcast and listen to it all nonstop by the hour. But you can call Water Treatment at 602-275-8284 for the Phoenix area. And Northern Arizona Water Quality has a real nice showroom, and you can actually go get purified water right from inside their showroom if you're in the Sedona, Oak Creek, Cottonwood area looking to get your water tested. They've got the mobile equipment to go take it, so I don't see why you couldn't bring them water there. They're going to want to verify it actually came from your house and everything, but shouldn't be a problem. But we've got David, who stopped in the Saba Home Show, who's sitting here with us, has a question about skylights. Do I get that right? You were asking us just as we were in the middle of the fire drill outside in the parking lot, and I didn't get a chance to get all the details.
Well, what has happened is I have an older skylight in my home. Excuse me. And the glass underneath, they actually put glass in the old style skylights, actually broke. So what I did is temporary fix on it, put plastic up to seal it against cold, and in the case of when it's warmer, I hope that won't be too long in its short heat spell we have this weekend, but to keep the cool in. So my thought is if I could actually use that skylight opening to use it as an access to and from the roof from the interior. It isn't the same as a staircase, but I thought I might go ahead and try.
Interesting. And the access to the roof, was it?
Well, the skylight would normally be there it is now on the exterior,
sure.
But I was thinking I could talk to the right people in the right way.
It's very interesting. I mean, are you planning on spending time on the roof stargazing?
Or I
how
will.
How often will you use that?
Have you got a flat roof or a pitched roof?
No, it's pitched.
How big is the skylight?
It's probably 2x3 or 4.
Two by four?
Yeah.
The only problem with that is, you know, the skylight is attached to a curb up on the roof, and in order to gain access to the roof, you'd have to, you know, remove the skylight or have some kind of a hinged assembly up there to gain, you know, to get to the roof through the skylight scuttle hole. Not just sure, right? That would have
and
to
being a pitched roof, then we would have to put some kind of platform to
something to make it level or level it out. You don't want to get on the pitched roof and find yourself pitched off. You know?
That would be kind of a trial and error project, I think. I'm not sure how you'd approach all that. You get to get a pull down ladder, like a garage ladder, and access the hole through that, but.
Definitely the first of its kind question I've ever received.
I'd love to see some final pictures once you get that all put together.
Okay, we can arrange that.
Do you remember where you were, what you were doing when this idea came into mind to make it an access to the roof?
Or topic for another show.
That's another topic, but I'll be glad to explore that at a later date if you care to.
Oh, that's funny. How long have you been in Tucson?
Since 1952. I was brought here. I'm not a native, but I was brought here when my parents moved here after my younger brother was born. And so, you know, I can compete with the oldest of them here, I suppose. But I've seen a lot of changes in Tucson. 1952, Tucson was a quiet. Of course, I couldn't even talk when I got here. 18 months old was my younger brother's age. So anyway, it's been a long while here. You know, I'd like to say one thing, if I may. This town
is it political? If you have to think, here's the first thing they teach you in radio. If you have to think, don't say it.
No, I want to put it in such a way so it just appeals to common sense. It'd make it a lot easier for motorists, bicyclists, anybody that has a vehicle, if they just fix the roads. You know, it's safe.
It does take a long time once you exit 17, if you head east, to get into Tucson. If you've never pulled off of I-10, you've really missed what Tucson has to offer.
I can't see much of it from the freeway.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.